to another episode of Hip Hop Social Worker. I'm your host, Christopher Scott. And I just wanted to really touch base on the election that happened last week. We still have a few races for governors in some states that are getting recounted because of suspected voter suppression, things like that. It seems pretty real. I know some of the stuff I've heard, you know, with machines being left in warehouses and some machines not having power cords and things like that, like that kind of stuff. If you're a skeptic of society like I am, then, you know, that stuff seems like all possible. But anyway, I feel like with the political climate and the way society is going, we have a culture clash, and not between like really black and white or things like that, but it works out to be that way, but just like rural culture and inner city culture, you know. I feel like even as a social worker, you got to really know what you're getting yourself into. Like if you're a person that's used to working in rural places, you know, your social work will have to change if you also work in inner city places. You know, if you're lucky enough, you know, like you probably like understand that and you really prepare yourself for that shift. But it is really two different shifts, you know, like I feel like just me working in the inner city, and I worked in rural settings. I feel like you really got to have a common ground, you know, like, so like if you're working in an inner city, you know that most of the stuff that like the people you work with care about, you know, is equity, LGBTQ issues, racial issues, things like that, you know, trying to create policy to help out the people in the inner cities. Then when you go, you go to rules, in the rural setting, their issues are totally reversed. You know, like they might not care too much about, things that are going on in the inner city. You know, what they really want to make sure is that they get their voices heard. You know, I know that's a big thing in Oregon, the rural outside of Portland and Eugene and, basically really everything else is pretty rural, you know, and I feel like, the things that I hear about are, you know, those voices not being heard in the city, you know, like, I mean, we have a lot of people in the city of Portland. So like, when it's time to vote, our needs will get met, but their needs won't, so to say. But I just, you know, how do we get over that clash, you know, of cultures, you know, like how can I make sure that, you know, the policy, you know, that I vote for in the city affects the same people's needs in the rural communities and vice versa. You know, like I feel like we're in this shouting match where we can't really get anything done without anybody being pissed. And I feel like there has to be a way, you know, like I know social workers do it. I mean, like, you know, we figure out ways to go inside of inner cities and rural communities. So I feel like we got to really figure out a way to get all of our needs met, you know. I mean, I don't know how it is in the other states, but I know, like, in Oregon, that's a big one. It's like the city, you know, like, of course, we get the most votes, but the rural community really hates us, and they really, you know, they really call us, you know, all kind of names on these posts and in this comment section. But I feel like there has to be a way for all of us to get our needs met, you know, because of course, if I'm a rural person and I don't live next to like any black people or any people other than white people, you know, I probably won't put as much emphasis on a policy that that has to do with equal rights, you know, for more. It's like, well, I feel that, but I need to make sure that my shit is okay, you know, like, and I feel that too, but it's at the same time, I feel like we're not really getting anywhere if we keep clashing and we keep having these these ideological, you know, sound offs about each other of who's stupid, who's smart, who's this, who's that, who has this, who needs that, who, you know. And I feel like there has to be a way, you know. I know when I worked in rural settings, my whole thing was to find a common ground to, to reach out to the client, you know. I had to figure out, like, okay, well, there's something this client likes or something this client could, is there something that I really can do to really make sure this client stays engaged? And, you know, like, I know it seems like it's a lot of, it seems like there's more to it, but it's really not. I mean, everybody at the end of the day wants safety. They want help. They want to make sure, that they have their basic needs met, you know. And I feel like that's really everybody, you know. But that's not to say that you really have to take away from somebody else's needs, you know, to give somebody else their needs, you know. And I feel like that's what I feel like now, like the clash is, like, I feel like that's what we're doing, you know. Like, I feel like people aren't really getting their voices heard, sort of feel like they're getting their voices took, you know. And it always seems that way, you know. Like, I was watching the elections, and I feel like every time, you know, there was a politician that got, that won the seat, and somebody didn't feel it, you know, they felt like their whole world just came crashing down. Which, to be fair, like, that sometimes does happen if the wrong politician does get in office, you know. Like, so I get the fear, but I feel like, you know, like, our fear of each other is causing us not to really get a lot of stuff done. Like, I know with the whole Trump stuff, I feel like there's no policy being made because everybody's either focused on how much they love this dude or how much they hate this dude, and they want him out of office. And it's like, is anybody, like, making any kind of headway on homelessness or, these wildfires that keep happening? How to protect these farms, how to protect these, these young minorities, how to protect, our trans people, how to protect, how do we protect everyone? Instead of really, like, you know, focusing on getting this guy to office, how do we work together to really make sure that we're getting our needs met, you know? But, I was just saying, you know, like, we got new elections now, so I feel like, the house went blue, and I feel like, as a person from the outside looking in, I feel like that we ignored a whole population of people, and that's how we got in the situation now, where it's like, who can be louder than the other, you know? And I feel like, changes in laws and progressive policies need to really figure out, is there a way to, reach people who don't want an education or who maybe want to keep their way of life, you know? Is there a way we can work together so we can make all the issues in the inner city as important as the issues in the rural communities and vice versa, you know? Like, I feel like there has to be a way, you know? Granted, I mean, I don't know everything, but I feel like there has to be something, you know, because I feel like we just keep clashing with each other, you know. And of course, I would wish for the rural communities, you know what I'm saying, to look at, you know, like, all the problems in the cities, you know, and be like, oh, well, I get that, and vice versa. But it probably won't happen that way. But, you know, that's perfect. That's, like, you know, in a perfect world. But I do think that we have to really sit down and really have true compromise for anything to get done. Because I feel like, you know, when Democrats win, some people are happy, some people are sad. When conservatives win, some people are happy, some people are sad. You know, and it's like, how come we can't just, you know? And I get it. You know, there are some conservatives that push a pretty extreme line on things, and, you know, like, if it has anything to do with taking away people's rights or or people's voices, you know, I can't really vibe with that. But I do think that, you know, as progressives, and we're supposed to be the ones that think freely, you know, we should be able to figure out a way to incorporate, you know, the rural culture, you know, in a way that they seem included. You know what I'm saying? Like, instead of the, you know, it's my way or the highway approach, that, you know, it doesn't really get us anywhere. So, anyway, that's just my thoughts early this morning. Let me know what you think about it. Also, disclaimer, I'm not down with any hateful shit. So, like, you know, if anybody's being hateful or anything, you won't be invited to the table when we talk about, you know, our settling our issues. And, you know, because I feel like, you know, once you've identified that, you know, like, your message is hate, and you really just, you know, about if you're racist, homophobic, transphobic, anything like that, then we're just not gonna, you know, have you at the table when we're talking about, you know, these issues of, you know, of our, of bringing our ideals and our cultures together. So, just disclaimer about that. Hip Hop Social Workers in partnership with C4. C4 is a group of therapists and counselors of color that you know, started by Andrea Rideau. She really wanted to bring, you know, people in this field that were people of color in one space, so we can share referrals. You know, we can say, oh, I have this kid who needs this or this, that, or I have this person that needs this, needs that, you know. And then we come together, we can kind of have a space where we can kind of be ourselves, and we can chill, and we can build, you know, build relationships, build networks, you know, make sure we get our representation in the city of Portland, you know, in the state of Oregon, really. So, shout out to all the people that ran and won. I see a few social workers that had got into, they ran and won some elections. And, you know, like, hopefully they can go and take their ideals of being social workers and put them in policy and make sure that we can get, you know, some of these things met, you know, without taking away from another group. So let's make sure that's important. Do not take away from another group. You know, let's get everybody's voices heard. Just like always, you can find me at Twitter, HA Social Work, Instagram, Hip Hop Social Worker Pod, Facebook, just type in Hip Hop Social Worker. You should be able to see my logo, and then go to follow my page. And I'm also on Patreon. I actually did my first Patreon exclusive drop. I did the videos of this podcast. So it'll be on Patreon if you want to see me, you know, do some struggling live. Then you can go to Patreon, you know, sign up. We got some things there that hopefully keep you engaged. If not, I'm always open to feedback. Just email me, hiphopsocialworker@gmail.com. And y'all have a good Monday. Oh, it's Veterans Day. Happy Veterans Day to my vets out there. Happy Veterans Day to my brother Brandon. I got a few uncles that serve too. I can't remember your name right now, but happy Veterans Day to y'all. And y'all be easy.
Just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.